We are especially live today because we got another round of studio sessions with School of Rock Chapel Hill, a monthly feature during Live and Local with a live performance by students from the School of Rock Chapel Hill. Today, we've got the spotlight on their new songwriting program. We've talked a little bit about it. We are going to hear a lot from it coming up in the next half hour. Today in the studio, we've got three special guests. David Joseph is the owner general manager of School of Rock Chapel Hill. We'll hear from him in a little bit. We've also got a couple of students in the songwriting program, both of them rising ninth graders here in our community, Sam Snyder and Malia Nelson. Sam, Malia, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
So we're going to hear songs from both of you over the course of the next half hour. Let's start with Malia. What are we going to hear first?
So the first song I wrote about blackberries, since it's almost blackberry season, and it's called Blackberry Bonanza.
Awesome. Take
it
away. It
goes like this. Now we're riding our bikes down Weaverdary Street, both hungry because we've had nothing to eat. And as we stumble across just a lonely street, we see Blackberry Bonanza. A million batteries popping out. Resilience from the driest drought. Plumpin' juicy, super sweet, but there's only a few that the deer didn't eat. We got itchy legs as we're walking through the tangled weeds, twisting up the view to the path we're on, but we push on through to arrive at a blackberry bonanza. A million berries popping out, resilience from the driest drought. Plump and juicy, super sweet, but there's only a few that the deer didn't eat. And it's the smell after summer rain, washing all my worries away. And it's the late night staying up, sleep until nine, only to wake up and find a million berries popping out, resilience from the driest drought. Plump and juicy, super sweet, but there's only a few. Yes, there's only a few that the deer didn't eat.
Awesome. That was great. Sam, over to you. What are we going to hear next?
This is just an original called Number 43.
Go for it. Awesome. Sam Snyder and Malia Nelson. That was great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We're going to have a lot more from Malia and Sam coming up next. We'll also hear from David Joseph at the School of Rock, Chapel Hill. As Studio Sessions continues, that's on the way next at 6:12. Back with more in a minute. 6:13, your time. Aaron Keck here with you this hour. We're live and local with local music, as always, especially live today because it's another round of Studio Sessions with School of Rock, Chapel Hill. ChapelHill.SchoolOfRock.com is their website for more information about what they offer all the time. Summer camp starting up and continuing through the summer. And one of the really cool programs they got going is the songwriting program. And that's what we're focusing on today because we've got two rising ninth graders, both in the songwriting program here in the studio with Sam Snyder and Malia Nelson. Sam, Malia, thank you again so much for being with us and for those first two songs. Those were great.
Thank you.
So, Malia, let me start with you. Tell us about yourself. You're a rising ninth grader. Where are you going to be going?
I'm going to East Chapel Hill High School next year, and I've been a songwriter for a year and a half now.
Awesome. What inspired you to start not just playing and singing, but writing songs?
It started as a school project, and I just really enjoyed it, and yeah, continued from there.
For what class?
It was a personal project, so we could choose whatever we wanted, and I decided to write a song.
Cool. What was it about? Do you remember? Or?
Yes, it was called Through Every Struggle, and
nice. Cool. So I interrupted you.
What was it about? It was just about how even through every struggle, God is with us, and He's there for us.
Very cool. Sam, what about you? Tell us about yourself.
I'm a rising ninth grader. I'm going to Chapel High School next year.
Cool.
And some of the people that sort of inspired me to start doing this kind of thing is my dad, who's waiting out there.
Nice.
We've got
the whole parental crowd like right outside. They're off mic, but they're all here.
Yeah, I don't know. Ever since I was really young, I just remember watching my dad play guitar. And
nice.
It took me like 10 years to figure out that, hey, that's cool. Why don't I try it? You know? Yeah.
I mean, your dad does something like, you have to get over that, like, oh, dad's doing it, therefore.
Once you get past that age, it's pretty
good. Yeah, exactly. So what got you in with School of Rock?
We were just driving around, and I don't even remember. We're probably getting Chipotle right next to it. I don't know. but we saw School of
That's
Rock.
That's how they get 90% of the clientele.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't know, we just drove by, and this was when I was like 6 months into playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And we originally went in for me to start playing drums and like just check it out, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. We didn't know what it was. And almost three years later, I'm better than ever because of this program and
nice.
Because of all the opportunities that they've provided.
David Joseph is here. You were looking surprised. Did you know that it started? That it was supposed to be drums originally, and it turned into something else.
If it was, I don't recall that. But I'm glad you chose guitar, Sam, because
thank you.
You're awesome. Pretty good at it.
Well, again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com for more information on School of Rock Chapel Hill and all of the different programs they offer. Let's hear more music. Malia, you're up first. What are we going to hear from you next?
So the song is called 1863, and I wrote about the racial injustices going on in our world right now.
Go for it.
The should have ended in 1863 when Lincoln ordered slaves to be free. I guess it did end, 'cause now look where we stand. 150 years later, with guns still in our hands, and it's ignorant for us to sit here believing there's nothing wrong with society when there's people being murdered, even though we fought hard to reach equality back in 1863. From the words of Martin Luther King Jr., his famous speech in 1963, thousands came and thousands have changed. It was called I Have a Dream, that one day there will be equality. Only one race called humanity.
so long, but this etched into our culture. Yeah, it's gonna be hard to erase all the lies, but I believe that if we fight together, there will be a day when people won't have to fear for their lives. Society can be redefined. Yeah, it's ignorant for us to sit here believing there's nothing wrong with society when there's people being murdered. Still a long road till we reach equality, and people will stand up for what they believe. And I believe one day there will be equality. I believe it's time to move on with history and cross the line from 1863.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. Sam, you're up next. What do we got?
Another original. It's going to be hard to follow that, though. This is number 27.
Go for it.
Follow-up.
I think so. Sam Snyder and Malia Nelson here in the studio. Again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com, the website. More from Malia and Sam, and we'll also hear from David Joseph of School of Rock when we come back after this on the Hill. 6:24 is your time. Coming up at 7 o'clock, primetime in the ACC with Dave Nathan breaking down sports news for you, as always, on Wednesday night. And then a Tar Heel Time Machine at 8 o'clock. We'll take you back to March of 2006 and re-air the Carolina Duke game. Tyler Hansborough was a freshman that year, leading the Tar Heels to victory over Duke in Cameron Indoor. And the great games of the Carolina Duke rivalry that's coming up in about an hour and a half. Live and local this hour, and we are live with School of Rock Chapel Hill. Another round of studio sessions. Sam Snyder and Malia Nelson, both rising ninth graders in the songwriting program here in the studio. They've been playing and amazing stuff from them. David Joseph also joining us here in the studio. He is the owner and general manager of School of Rock Chapel Hill. David, how's it going?
Aaron, it's going great, and I'm so happy to be here. And I got to tell you, after the couple of years we've been through, and certainly the last several months and the last couple of weeks, mm-hmm. if there is any doubt in anyone's mind that there is still beauty in this world, let's lay that question to rest, because what I just heard from Malia and from Sam was just so moving.
100%.
So soulful, so full of joy. Thank you both. I'm so proud of you both.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So tell us about the songwriting program in general.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
I don't know how much of this came out of that and how much of this was before that, but I will tell you what, you know, we've started a songwriting program about 3 weeks ago now, and it's an 8-week curriculum. Malia and Sam are both in the first cohort, and I think by all accounts enjoying it and getting something positive out of it. And we're starting a new cohort at the beginning of each month, so mm-hmm. they're going to kind of run concurrently. So the next opportunity begins July 6th. We're going to that week start a new group and just continue it for as long as it delivers what people are looking for.
Nice. Who's it for? What's the age range?
Typically, it's rising high schoolers. Mm-hmm. However, you know, there are some of our younger students who have the maturity level and the musical skill to be able to go into a songwriting program like this. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, awesome. And I know you're offering classes that are both online and also in person for people who want. How does this go?
That is correct, and that applies to everything we're doing now in general, mm-hmm. but and to songwriting specifically. So we actually began this program remotely and did that for 1 or 2 weeks, and then the third week we had some people in the building and some people still remote, and then now I believe it's 100% remote. Or in person, excuse
okay.
me. And and so, you know, every family is in a different mind space right now about
right.
where they are in their comfort level.
I'm in a different mind space from day to day. I don't know about everyone else, but
right.
yeah.
Right. So we're trying to make it available to everyone.
Yeah. Absolutely. Again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com for more information on the songwriting program, all of the other offerings at School of Rock. There's a ton. And you got your spring season show that's a season late, but coming up,
well,
right?
Well, you know, yeah, we were scheduled to do something at the end of April. We kind of had to put that on the shelf for a little bit. But July 12th, we are pleased to say that we are going to be doing our three shows. That is the Best of Queen, Indie Rock, or 2000s Indie Rock, and then the Best of Hendrix and Santana. And we're going to be at the Pittsburgh Roadhouse. And they have a very, very large room there in their restaurant. And we're going to be socially distanced.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to be wearing our masks, and we're going to have a good time. We're going to do some live streaming of that. So
awesome.
We're just excited to be able to get the kids back on the stage and playing again.
Yeah, and all that's going to be on July 12th?
That's all going to be on July 12th. It's going to be a full day of music.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com for more information on School of Rock. Let's get one more song. Malia, this is over to you. What are we going to hear to wrap up?
So this last song I wrote about 8th grade graduation, it's called Oh, the Places You'll Go, and it's kind of about going into high school.
Go for it.
Confusion surrounding me and filling me with butterflies. Overwhelming, so many classes, so many things shuffling my mind. Oh, the places you'll go.
sprouting wings and taking off to
chapelhill.schoolofrock.com for more on the School of Rock and the songwriting program. Malia, Sam, that was awesome. Thank you so much. That was fantastic.
Thank you for having us.
Yes,
absolutely.
That was amazing.
David, Joseph, anything else folks need to know about the program, about the school?
Just give us a look up. Like we talked about before, we're doing things in person. We're doing things remotely. We're keeping music alive here in Chapel Hill. Thank you for having us again, Aaron. I appreciate the opportunity and the chance to showcase two very talented young students here.
Yeah, thanks to all of you for all you do. Again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.